which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is lying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Dominic! Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
I think I was going to say something. Oh, where we left off of Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So today at work, I was going through the Silence of the Lambs lines. Because cut this part out, maybe. But there's this guy at work that we think is a creep. And he's more like a kid. But. Yeah. Okay. Now you got to cut it.
Well, okay. That's fine. I'll cut it.
So there's a guy that we think is kind of creepy, and I was like, "Do you think he does the Buffalo Bill thing from Silence of the Lambs and like,
ooh, the tuck?
Yeah, he tucks his dick in and dances in the mirror, and it's like putting lipstick on. It's like, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me." And then that led into me doing the line I said the most was, "Was she a great big fat person?
Was she like some great big fat person?"
But I also was doing the lotion, but mostly that. I was going around going, would you?
Would you? Would you? Looks like, do you need some help with that, Coach?
Would you?
I love, you know, the best thing about it is like, you know, everyone talks about Buffalo Bill. They're like, oh, you think he does the thing like Buffalo Bill? And it's like the worst thing that Buffalo Bill does in everyone's mind is that he tucks his penis between his legs and dances in front of a camera.
Well, no,
not that he kidnaps women and skins them.
That's the most unsettling thing that you see in the movie.
It's true. It's true.
Because you don't actually see him kill her or like peel the skin.
No, but you do see him sewing it.
Yes. But you also...
It does, yeah.
I mean, you do see him kidnap her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't actually see it. So they're just really, really, she's just in a hole and he's making sure that her skin stays moisturized. That's all that's really going on.
He's being nice. He's looking after her.
Yeah, he's got a cute little dog and everything. So.
Yeah. Precious. Don't you hurt my dog.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
It does this whenever it's told.
Okay. Is she a great big fat person?
Ugh, he's the best. I like when he's like, he's like making the sound.
Now, what was the point of his thing again? He was trying to make a human, like, female suit?
The idea is that Buffalo Bill, or the psychological profile eventually that Hannibal Lecter gave, was that Buffalo Bill hates himself and he thinks there's something wrong with himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks, because he doesn't know how to explain it, he thinks it's because he hates himself because he's a man. He doesn't really, but he thinks that makes him like a transsexual. So he tried to get sexual reassignment surgery, but he was denied,
right,
because he's got like obvious serious mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably like, this is just going to make things worse for you. So so he decided to go this route and make himself a woman's suit.
Okay. But he wasn't comfortable with just tucking it?
I don't think so.
Like,
no.
He was used to tucking it, and then he was just like, you know,
I need to take this a little further.
I need to make a suit out of a woman.
Yeah.
Well, she has to be a great big fat person.
Well, there also must be some sort of like a... like with most like killers, like a power thing.
Oh yeah.
Like, to claim like that power that you never really have. I don't know. So yeah, but that was eventually like kind of the conclusion they came to, is that he just hated himself so much that he was like, I just need to change into a woman.
But in practical purposes, he was just killing women, taking parts of their skin, sewing it together into a female suit.
Yes.
Okay.
When you get down to it, that's exactly, yes, that's what he was doing.
All right. That was really where my question was. But I
thought you were looking for the Buffalo Bill psyche.
No, I wasn't originally, but I'm glad I learned it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here for you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies. So yeah. I know these things.
So work's going well, though.
Yeah.
Except for the other day that I had a woman hate me within the span of like 2 minutes.
Okay. She a woman looking to make a purchase?
Yes. So I will try to tell this story without having you to have to edit out too much. Okay. So she comes in and she was talking on her phone and she was looking at something particularly that we had on display. And she was talking to who I assumed was her husband, and I could hear her say, well, I don't know if this was this one. It's called this. And no, I think it's that one. I don't know what you want. Okay, I guess whatever. So I'm trying to get paperwork together. So I walk paperwork to another desk, come back. She's asking the receptionist about what the difference is between certain items.
Mm-hmm.
So I come over now that I've dropped off the paperwork and it was pretty time sensitive. So I stop over to try and help. And I'm trying to walk her through the difference between the items and how there's no, because she doesn't quite know what her husband wants, but she's looking in the brochure and showing me two different things.
Sounds like she should have just sent her husband.
Well, it sounds like she was flipping between two things that were the same in appearance, but different on the inside.
Okay.
So okay. She's showing me two pictures.
So, like, one was a tranny and one was a real woman, but you didn't know which one?
Well, it was more like identical twins, but one has dyed her hair blonde, and really the only difference is that one of them is crazy, but you don't know which one.
Trick question. They're women. They're both of them. Both of them are crazy.
You passed it us, sir. So I'm trying to explain it to her. And she's like, well, can I see one? Because what she wanted to look at was not actually what she was actually looking at. What her husband wanted her to look at. So I go, okay, well, let me, find out where it is and I can get it for you. So I walk away, and then I hear a page for another person.
Yeah.
And I came out, and I said, and I asked the receptionist, was she working with him? And she was like, yeah. I was like, all right, well, I'll let him deal with it then. That's not apparently what happened. What happened really? Is, as soon as I walked away, the woman asked the receptionist, do you have any other people working here today? And she was like, yeah, I think there's at least one other person around. And she goes, well, can you get him? Because I just can't deal with him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She was just like, she did not want to deal with me. She's like, I can't deal with him. And I'm told that she was very upset and very pissed off at me.
Why? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I talked to her for 2 minutes and tried to answer her questions.
Did you roll your eyes at her?
No.
Were you impatient?
I don't believe I was. The receptionist was there the entire time, and I asked her later, I said, did I make a face? Did I have a tone? Did I say something without thinking that was, like, kind of insensitive or, like, talk down to her or anything? She was like, no, you did nothing. You answered her questions and then offered to help. And I was like, all right, then.
Do you think she knew you were a Slav?
Maybe.
She's like, I know these people. They pose as Italians and yeah. Open pizza joints.
She was like, I do not stand for that.
And then they make Greek pizza on top of it.
Yeah. Fucking pisses me off. So I don't know.
Weird, dude.
She hated me real fucking fast.
I mean, wow. That's weird.
And I mean,
I can't think of anything.
I've almost never had anybody like. I very rarely would I say that people have hated me.
Yeah.
Like right off the bat, and like, I don't like you.
Hmm.
There's been people that I think have grown to hate me, but at the same time, I kind of hated them.
Yeah, so you probably gave them reasons to.
Yeah, yeah. Like there was one kid we went to college with that was kind of in our group of friends, but slowly isolated himself thanks to World of Warcraft.
Oh, I think I've heard about this gentleman.
But he was very arrogant. He came from a well-to-do family, never worked a day in his life, and was kind of proud of it, bragged about his money and everything. So I never liked him, and I think he grew to hate me. So, but this woman, very just nope, not for me.
Wow,
so
that's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And then everybody was like, why would she hate you? I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I didn't do anything. Wow. I did nothing.
To have that reaction so quickly, too.
Yes, it was very fast. Within, I tried to answer her questions, and then she asked for somebody else. I don't know what would have happened if nobody else was there, or if nobody else was available.
Yeah.
She might have walked out.
What would she have done?
Yeah. Hmm. She would have been like, fine, I guess I'll deal with the Slav.
Yeah. It could be.
But I better get a pizza out of it.
Yeah, and not a Greek one. Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
What was this? What day was this?
It was a Friday. It was last Friday. No. Two Fridays ago.
This woman sounds like she needs to loosen up.
Yeah, she was a little bit of an old biddy.
Yeah.
And by biddy, I mean cunt.
Yeah, cunty. Auntie cunty.
She was like... Because I was like, well, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but I can find it for you. And she was like, well, that does me no good.
Oh, wow.
I was like, no, I will find it. So, all right, look, lady, I'm trying to help you. But you don't know what you want. You're talking on a shitty phone to your husband.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he knows what he wants. And you're really just... you really get, yeah, you really suck.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, obviously, I understand that you do work on commission. So, I mean, you want to make sales. But, I mean, were you almost kind of glad that you just didn't have to deal with this woman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have spent a large amount of time with her, and it would have been no good.
Yeah, that sounds like.
So in that case, I'm kind of okay with that.
Okay, that's
good. So you know, I mean, I'll be okay. I'm okay. You had a story too.
I did. This is a weird one. So
is it like the time you got that massage from the black man?
It's not, I wouldn't say it's like that. I mean, I was receiving a service.
Okay.
And
it did move?
It did not move. Okay. So, all right. So I'm going to a wedding on Saturday.
Ooh.
And for those of you who do not know, I moved recently. So like my barber that I normally go to is, it's a little inconvenient for me to go there. So that, you know, if I'm back in Quincy, I will go to him, but I needed to find someone else.
Yeah. You go visit Joe and Sue, and then you swing by for a quick clip.
Right.
But other than that, it's not worth it.
That wasn't in the cards. So what I did, and this is partially my own fault, but I decided to go to a barbershop that the best way to describe it would be if Hooters opened a barbershop.
Nice.
It was called Knockouts.
Nice.
They tried to do like this boxing type theme, but you know what they would get in that. Like a little double entendre there.
No, I don't get it.
Yeah, you don't. So I go, and there's like, how much do you pay for a haircut?
Like $15.
Okay. Yeah, I mean that's about what I was paying. So they have like just a regular haircut you can get for like $12. And they have like this special. Or you can do a beard trim too, which I did because I looked pretty homeless the last month or so. I mean, my beard was getting big, but it started to get like unruly in the last like few weeks. So I was like, I need a beard trim. And then they have this whole like special thing where they do like they shave you and then they like they give you like a little massage and they shampoo your hair and all this stuff. And it's like $35.
Okay.
So, you know, I was like, you know what? I'll do the whole thing. I'll pay for the whole thing. So I my appointment was for 9 a.m. So I get there at like 8:50 and I'm sitting out in the parking lot and they call me and they're like, we're sorry, but the person that was supposed to do your haircut at 9 called out. They had a family emergency. Can you come in at 12? I was like, ugh, all right, fine. So I go do a few errands. I come back later. I come back, and so she starts on me. She's trimming my beard. This is like literally like the first thing she does. She's trimming my beard. She cuts my ear with the scissors.
Oh, God.
She clipped my earlobe on my left ear.
Oh, my God.
It was bleeding everywhere.
Right. So, if this story continues, I already know you're not going back to Knockout. Well, and I'm really hoping you did not pay for any of this after she cut your ear open. But go on.
She cut my ear, and it was bleeding. It didn't hurt. I'll say that. It did not hurt at all.
So like, sharp scissors. Okay. Anything.
They were sharp ass scissors. So that's good. But like I had to like stop the bleeding and then I had a band-aid on my earlobe. I looked like a fucking retard. So then I let her continue and she goes, she's talking to me or whatever. She apologized like 1,000 times. I almost felt a little bad for her. But then she goes, yeah, she's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a little like on edge or something. She goes, the reason why your thing got pushed back is the girl who was supposed to do your hair, her boyfriend died last night. He was only 29 years old. And I was just like, oh, Jesus. I was like, what kind of people are these? Like, what's going on? Like, it might have been a legitimate, like, he got into an accident or something, but I'm like, this whole crowd just seems a little weird.
Yeah. How old are you? Oh, funny story. So the reason the thing got pushed back this morning was, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, all right. So that was the family emergency. But so, I mean, the rest of it went all right. You know, it was fine. She did the little massage thing. I got my hair shampooed.
Got you.
You know, the haircut jerk. Itself was fine. They comped the beard trim. They didn't comp the whole thing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I thought about arguing it a little bit, but then I was like, kind of like, what's the point? Like, it didn't, like, hurt, and it was, I don't know. So it was weird. That was the first time I had ever been cut, getting a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I had this place, I don't know. It was a little, to say the least, it was a little weird. And I felt, honestly, I felt a little ashamed going.
Now, I'm looking at some pictures and stuff of this. So it's... as you said, it's a Hooters for haircuts, basically.
Yeah.
Very short skirts.
Yeah.
It seems like mostly decently attractive women.
Yeah, some of them are really not, though.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, there's a couple decent ones.
I mean, yeah, I'm looking in here. Let's see. Where was this Knockouts located at?
Framingham, which, if anyone knows Massachusetts, Framingham is kind of it's not a dump, but it's kind of a trashy sort of town.
Let's see.
I mean, I'm from Quincy, so like I can't, yeah, you can't really speak, but.
So who was your hairstylist?
Dali, Dali?
Not Dara?
I don't think so.
All right, maybe they're not all pictured on here. I'm just trying to, just want to see. What was the one that cut your hair like?
No, she wasn't that great looking.
Okay.
And she was probably like a little older. Not old. I mean, older than like the girls that they show in the pitches.
Of course.
You know? So, well, yeah, I know that's the other thing. I'm like, maybe some of these girls are fake. Because some of them they show, I'm like, all right, they're pretty hot. But then, like, you get in there and you're like, eh, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now that's real rough.
Real rough, yeah. Where are you? Like,
yeah, I'm just going to, I'm literally, maybe I'll take a picture of this to show later. But I'm Snapchatting.
We'll put it up on the.
I'm Snapchatting this to you right now.
Okay.
So you can see the.
Here we go.
She's rough.
Let's see. I hope this is the one that I had.
No, it says Brenda. So I think you're
Brenda.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such like a trashy girl name, or like not even girl. Like that's like a trashy lady name. Like. Like Brenda would have like three kids by the time she's 25. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why isn't my thing loading? Come on. Come on, you dick.
Yeah, the ones that they show on this Yelp site, some of them look really good. Yeah, there's,
oh,
you know.
Brenda. Oh, look at her. Look at her go.
She looks like, this is an obscure reference, but she looks like the transvestite character that David Duchovny played in Twin Peaks.
You're right, she does. Oh, she really does. Wow. Yeah, she's not good looking. Yeah, no, I mean, some of them are. Some of them are pretty good looking, but then others, like, I think on Yelp, like, it's like the first girl that they show, the first picture. On Yelp.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, like, it's, I don't know. Like, some guys might be okay with it, but I couldn't do it. Mine was okay. I mean, you know, she was probably better looking when she was like 20 as opposed to 38. But.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I don't know. Don't know what I'm gonna. I don't know if I'm gonna go back. I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm considering it. I don't know if I should, but I'm considering it.
Okay.
I don't know. What's your advice?
If the first time they cut my hair and that's like they actually tell me the reason why. There was an emergency, and like I just no, I wouldn't go back.
You wouldn't?
No. But okay. I literally just want like a haircut, no conversation, get in, get out, or go home.
Yeah.
Like, and then fix the little things that they fucked up on my hair.
Yeah.
Because there's always that one really long hair still, like that they kind of somehow fucking missed.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I'll see. I'll let you know. I will update you.
Oh yeah, if you don't, if you didn't, if you didn't, I'd hunch down.
You'd hunch down?
I'd hunt you down.
Oh, hunt me down. I thought you wanted me to hunch down while I got my haircut.
No. Framingham Knockouts has a Twitter page.
Oh, do they?
Yes. It's twitter.com/FraminghamKO.
Oh, wow. I gotta look this up. Let's see.
Is what you got the heavyweight package?
Yes, it is.
All right.
How did you guess?
Because next week they're offering a Patriots Day promo for a discounted price on their heavyweight package.
Next week?
This was on the 18th.
I was going to say, Patriots Day is pissed.
I'm just saying.
That's on a Monday. I guess a lot of people around here don't have work on Monday.
Yeah, they don't tweet.
They really don't tweet. They've only had 65 total tweets. Oh, some of these pictures are just...
Let's see. They are following 164. They have 134 followers.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, they joined in March 2009. So...
Who's rocking a hashtag beard and proud of it? Make it the healthiest and best looking it can be with Billy Jealousy's hashtag beard envy. What does that even mean?
This one from Not Too Far Down was March 5th, 2014. Oh, wait, these are all from 2014.
Oh, you're right. They are. God damn it.
Winter giving you dry skin. Get ready for spring with a... with a man's version of a hashtag manicure and hashtag pedicure at Knockouts.
Wow.
You know, that was actually their most successful tweet because there's a lot of guys with dry skin searching hashtag pedicure, hashtag manicure.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Wow. Someone really needs to, you know, get up on this... this Twitter page.
Yeah. They, wow. Yeah. They're really targeting the Buffalo Bill demographic here, I think, is what's going on.
You think, well, with the dry skin?
Yeah. Did you know, hashtag barber used to perform surgery and dentistry? ! Find more interesting facts here. Hashtag barbershop.
Oh, wow.
Are you... It went to take me there, but... Oh, maybe they just don't have that specific website around anymore.
It's been that long that websites have shut down since then.
Well, they don't have the thing about the facts anymore.
Wow, that's a shame. We're at.
Yeah.
You wanted to know more weird facts about barbershops?
Well, here's the thing. It was hosted on the Knockouts website. So I wanted to know what that was, but they don't have that anymore. So
you know, I mean, when you come up here, we could go.
maybe we should.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean, maybe I could go get my hair cut and my ear cut. And we can document it.
Yeah. And we can find a guy who hasn't been circumcised and get his dick cut, too.
Just be like, just hold your dick near my beard. Don't cut it. Don't worry.
We're trying to get a free circumcision out of this.
You're like, don't worry. We'll comp the circumcision. The reason why I cut your foreskin off is because someone died last night. Someone was doing H in the back of the fucking store here.
Wow.
I'm making that up. The guy that died might be like a saint.
He could be a really good dude.
He really could, and I'm trash. I'm besmirching his good name.
He has been besmirched.
Yeah, it's all right. I've besmirched before. I'll besmirch again. So you had a little advice.
Yeah.
Advice thing we want to do, or almost kind of rehash.
Yeah. So I guess I think you had brought it. Before I think we ended up calling it. What'd you say before? Dear, but you're wrong.
It was that, or I don't know if we came up with a more clever name, but it was like, or Dear BYW, yeah, something like, it was something like that. It was like a Dear Abby.
Yeah, so, but they were actual, questions, and,
we gave our advice.
Yeah, we gave our advice, and then we read theirs. Now, okay, so here's the thing. This is not necessarily Dear Abby, it's Jan Blackstone.
Who is this?
You can find her. She does a specialty called Ex Etiquette, dealing with your exes after a breakup or a divorce. Oh shit!
Yeah. Okay.
And divorce is the topic of today's question. Question is. My ex and I were married for 8 years and have been apart for 4. I had no problem letting her keep my last name after we divorced because her son from a previous marriage uses the same name.
Okay.
But now she's remarrying and she doesn't want to change her name to the woman's last name she will be marrying.
Oh, wow, we got some...
She wants her fiancé to take her name instead. I told her I thought that was disrespectful and didn't like that, but she doesn't see it that way and refuses. Do you know of anything I can do to ensure my last name isn't used by the woman she's going to marry? What's good ex etiquette?
Wow. That's...
Yeah.
You know, you want to know how, like, weird that is? Like... That mirrors what happened in fucking Married with Children. Because remember, and I don't know how much you watched it back in the day.
I didn't watch it that much, but I do now have a vague memory of what you're about to say.
Because Steve married Marcy, and Steve's name was Stephen Darcy. So she became Marcy Darcy. Then they got divorced, and then she married Jefferson, and Jefferson took her name, but it was actually Steve's name. So he was Jefferson Darcy. So he ended up taking Steve's name in a roundabout way. So that's kind of – which I've never heard of that actually happening. I always just thought of it as a stupid thing from a ridiculous TV show. Wow.
Well, didn't Jack White, isn't White his wife's name?
I don't know. Did he take his wife's name?
I think he did.
He might have. I don't know. It's not as weird, though, as if he took his wife's name that she took from some other guy.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
But, you know, it's still weird.
It's not normal. But, so.
I can't. Oh, yeah, personally. Let's see. This is like relationships. This is about after them. But I want to know. Let's do this name. Okay, senior high school, he met Megan White at the Memphis Smoke restaurant where she worked, and they frequented the coffee shops, local music venues, and record stores of the area.
Of course.
After a courtship, they got married on September 21st, 1996. In a reversal of tradition, he took her last name. Yep.
Okay. So, well, here's the thing. So, like, this guy, right? Obviously, he thinks this is weird now that someone else is taking his name in a different marriage. But, like, what the hell recourse do you have?
None.
Like, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's like, it's a name. I mean, a million people, I mean, I don't know what his name is, but I'm sure plenty of people have it. It's just a weird thing.
Well, but here's the thing. We're also skipping over the fact that he was married to her.
And now she's marrying a woman.
And now she's marrying a woman. And,
yeah, that's a little weird, too.
And she has a son from a previous marriage. You missed that part.
I forgot. I didn't realize the son was from a previous marriage.
I had no problem letting her keep my last name after we divorced because her son from a previous marriage uses the same name.
Oh, Jesus. All right, I'm just going to throw this out here that these people in general sound like they're kind of fucked.
I'm gonna submit the theory that it's all made up.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think that... Because it does sound a little too... Well, I don't know. Because, like we always say, everything has happened before.
Yeah,
like, all the weirdest shit you can think of, people have tried to do it.
I don't know. Maybe somewhere this has happened, but, like, a similar situation has happened.
You're just thinking it's too... There's too many extremes?
There's too many things going on, yeah.
A son from a previous marriage. Now she's marrying a woman. The woman's taking the name of the former husband. Yeah, you might be right.
Like, and here's the other thing. They're women who are apparently lesbians. Fine. Yeah. Great. I feel like they wouldn't necessarily be keeping to the old tradition of one of us has to take the other one's name. You know what I mean? Because this woman that he used to be married to doesn't want to change her name because of how it affects her son.
Right.
But it's completely disregarding the other woman being like, yeah, no, sure, I'll take your ex-husband's name.
Yeah, see, I'm not so sure why the other woman would be comfortable with that. See, I don't necessarily agree with the idea that they wouldn't take each other's name, because I think that that might be more of a thing that's like, if you're going to be together in a marriage and, like, you're going to be, like, committed to each other, I think a lot of people, whether they're gay or straight or whatever the hell they are, or, like, would probably think, you know what, we should have the same name. Like, that's a sign that you're committed to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. I feel like that would be the exception.
Maybe.
More than the rule. I feel like, and I'm...
But I think you brought up a good point.
I think it would be less of an issue, but go on.
No, I think you brought up a good point, though, in how the hell is the new woman, the woman that's marrying the former wife, how is she comfortable with taking the ex-husband's name?
Yeah, like, that's the weird thing in all this.
That's what boggles my mind the most, I think.
Like, if I got married, and I took my wife's name, and then we split up, and then you and I were getting married, and I was like, I want you to take my name. Would you be like, well, that was the last person you were with?
Right. So I would be more likely to take Bodela. And you would change back to Bodela.
If I changed back to my original last name.
Yeah. I would be to take Rachel's last name.
Yes. Yes.
Even though it's cool.
Yeah. No, but you'd be like, I don't know about this. Because it would kind of have this, I feel like it would have the same feeling as if, like, when I was married, the person I was with always slept in this t-shirt. But now we're divorced, but I kept the t-shirt, and I want you to wear it.
Now I want you to sleep in the t-shirt.
Yeah, we wore matching t-shirts to bed. This is his, and now I want you to wear it.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a little weird.
So I feel like there's a little too much going on.
Yeah.
There's a couple things in the response that it actually gets. So, but basically, we're saying, yeah, he has no legal recourse. Just get over it. Just deal with it.
Yeah. Like, dude, just like. The other thing is, it's not even. I mean, I don't know how close he is with this kid, but like, how
he should be pretty close.
If he took his name,
you would think.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. I don't know. How often are you going to have to deal with them, though?
I don't know. But, like...
Yeah, he probably is pretty close with the kid.
Or maybe he's so concerned about this because he's, like, real anti-gay. Like, this is a syndicated thing, so maybe he's, like, from the South or something.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's pissed off about his name being associated with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or, like, everyone will know that that's, like, that's the woman... That she left her husband for.
Yeah, that's true.
I gotta say that.
Maybe.
All right, so here's the answer.
Yeah.
After a divorce, a woman is free to keep her ex-husband's last name, go back to her maiden name, or choose a completely new name. Although... name changes are controlled by state law. Most states allow individuals to change their name pretty easily. That means when you and your wife married, your name became her name. She didn't borrow it and now has to give it back. It's hers free and clear, and it has been for 12 years. When she marries, if she and her fiancé want to go by her name, legally they can. Ironically, it wouldn't be that easy if your ex was marrying a guy and he wanted to change his name to hers. Many states have specific requirements for men to change their names. Shit, hang on, lost it. According to my research, only 6 states currently allow either partner to do a change of name under equal conditions when they marry. Those states are North Dakota, New York, Hawaii, Iowa, Massachusetts, good for you, and Georgia.
Huh. Not like the states you'd... I mean, not all the states you'd, like, think.
Yeah, no.
It's actually, like, fairly evenly split between, like, states you'd think and states you wouldn't think.
Yeah. Complete double standard. It seems the law has not caught up with current social requirements. The bigger question is, why is this a problem for you? Many women keep their ex's name after divorce when they have children to ensure that they have the same last names as their kids. Yeah. Since you didn't have a problem with this when you broke up and even noted that you understood it was because she had a child who used that last name, I can only surmise it's because she's marrying a woman and it offends you that her eventual wife will also use your name. She's really making a lot of judgments about this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean, she might be right, but, like, yeah, she's really, like... It'd be funny if the guy, like, had, like, none of that in mind. And he was just kind of, like, reading this, and he's just like, wow, this woman's being really accusatory.
Yeah, I just don't... I, like, even if it was a dude, I'd be upset about it, so I don't know what you want me to do.
I just think it's weird. Like, I'm just not sure why they're okay with it.
Yeah, this whole thing is real weird.
Yeah, I don't like it. Not for me.
It goes on, though.
Oh, boy.
With such a touchy subject, I don't want to speculate further if that's the truth. Yeah, I already
speculated pretty far. You already expounded upon it.
You already basically called him a hater.
Yeah. You dick.
I know very little about your issue. I can only say that society is becoming less conventional by the second, and things like this can be difficult for some to accept. But if you use love and acceptance as your guide, then you're using good ex etiquette.
Get the fuck out of here.
I feel like it should be called exiquette. Instead of ex etiquette, exiquette.
Yeah, I agree. I like that better.
Just about all the rules of good ex etiquette apply here. But the rule I really want you to consider is rule number 7. Use empathy when problem solving. Put yourself in their shoes. Your name represents who you are, and although you think of it as yours legally, it's also hers, and based on that, it's not surprising that she and her partner may want to share it.
I don't care for this woman's explanations of things.
Yeah. She's real judgy. Real fast.
She's very judgy. And she's very judgy, and she seems like the kind of person who's like, you can't be judgy. Only I can be judgy.
Yeah. You don't get to do that. No. Let's see. 10 rules of good ex etiquette, no kids. Okay.
Well, that no kids makes it a million times easier.
Yeah. Own your stuff. And you would think that would mean like own your belongings? No. Fault and blame is a waste of your precious time. Own your shit is basically what it means. Own your shit. Like if you fucking shit. Okay. Yeah. Number 2, stay calm when confronted or confronting someone.
Okay.
No bad mouthing. Keep gossip to a minimum if you can.
If you can.
Yeah, if you can.
Like you're like you might just be incapable of not like telling the whole world shit.
But if it's something really juicy, you got to share.
Yeah, like if your ex is marrying another woman and the woman is taking your name.
Yeah, share that shit, but otherwise, fuck them.
Yeah, go tell that on the fucking mountains.
Number 4, set clear boundaries. What are your deal breakers? I don't know what that means in that context.
If you marry another woman, she takes my name.
That's a deal breaker.
What does it matter? What
you don't have a deal. Yeah, you don't have a deal
anymore.
You're
getting divorced. Hasn't the deal already been broken?
Yeah.
Would you be like, that's a deal breaker? Like, would you expect it to be friends with this person? I think that's what they're insinuating.
I think they're insinuating
that it's like, well, we're still going to be civil. Who cares? If you don't have kids, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I guess it's more if, like, you still have to deal with each other. Don't be spiteful.
Oh, forget me. I can't do that.
Don't hold grudges. That's out, too.
Seriously.
Use empathy when problem solving. Put yourself in their shoes. Number 8, be honest and straightforward. Number 9, respect each other's turf, yo.
Yo.
And
be selling drugs in my project buildings.
Compromise whenever possible is the last one.
All right. I mean, this person is, I don't know, it's a little too that's some of that shit's not realistic.
Here's the ones for if you have kids.
Oh, okay. See, this should be way more complicated.
1, put the children first. I completely agree with that.
I agree.
Ask for help if you need it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
No bad mouthing. That's in all capital letters.
I mean, you do probably need to be a little more careful about that.
Yeah, because it doesn't even say if you can. It just says no bad mouthing.
Oh, okay. So it's not like the gossip thing.
Biological parents make the rules. Bonus parents uphold them. And
bonus parents?
Yeah, I'm assuming bonus parents are like
step parents.
It's step parents, or I don't know if it's supposed to be like what the fuck is this? Oh. It has to deal with etiquette. It's her. She is the founder of bonus families, so bonus parent is her word. Bonusfamilies.com/but you're wrong. enter the promo code retarded.
that's with an H.
Yes. 1R1H. And get 10% off your bonus family.
Oh.
technically a bonus family. A bonus family is a step family. Only being a bonus family is not dependent on the parents being married. They can be, as in a conventional step family, but more importantly, bonus is a state of mind. Embracing cooperation on the part of all the parent figures. That means exes, too, for the sake of the children. Won't somebody think of the children?
Oh, God.
So, yeah, so they've she's created a bonus family and bonus parent, as her words.
I have a strong feeling that me and this woman would not get along.
No, if you are right in the middle of step wars, you probably think this is impossible, but keep reading, it's possible. So I guess it's like a program. Media appearances, Oprah, the Oprah Ooh. Winfrey Show, yeah, the Early Show, PBS Today, and Good Morning America Show. So yeah, I guess it's something, like, I don't understand how I'm supposed to join. Like, is it a thing that I join? Donate, become a member? It's a scam. It's got to be a scam.
Oh, you would think so. Sounds like a scam.
Become a member. For a donation of $29.95 per year, you will receive our monthly newsletter with unique articles and first-hand answers from our professionals for a limited time. A free copy of either Ex-Etiquette. I used my word. For holidays or ex-etiquette.
You're being clever.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to be good about it.
Yeah.
My parents are divorced, too. A book for kids by kids.
My parents are divorced, too.
Let's see. So, bonus parents, made up bullshit. Don't be spiteful. Don't hold grudges the same. Use empathy when problem solving. Be honest and straightforward. Respect each other's turf. Compromise whenever possible. So really, it's about the bonus parents, no bad mouthing, no exceptions, and put the children first.
I mean, really, what this sounds like, it's about selling books or memberships to a fucking website.
Yeah, and selling some newspapers.
Yeah, some papers.
Selling some papers, because that's where I saw this. This was in a newspaper in the break room the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, don't be spiteful. God, like, what the hell would I do? I mean, 90% of what I do is out of spite.
Yeah, like, I don't know what I would do with my time.
I was thinking earlier today about inviting someone to, I'm having, like, I'm not going to call it a housewarming party because that's gay, but it's like a new condo party, I'm calling it, and don't telling people not to bring gifts, but like I almost was going to invite someone, like a friend of an ex of mine, just to piss off the ex, even though I find this other person really annoying.
Wow, that's pretty spiteful. Yeah,
well, I know, but it's just like, how could I not be spiteful if that's how I operate? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, don't be spiteful. This is stupid. Can't.
Yeah, no. Bonus parents.
Bonus parents.
Ugh, I don't like it. Bonus. We're gonna take a dumb thing and put a positive spin on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you try to make it positive? Thanks, everyone. This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bordello.
And remember, everyone, no regrets. And it's not AIDS. It's how to lose weight quickly.